This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes, a very late night last night. We had a sneaky preview screening of Ride Like a Girl.
Yes, now, it is not released today, but being released next week, so we'll talk more about it. But last night was amazing at the Central Shopping Centre there in the Event Cinema. You set up a stage there, and we had Rachel Griffiths, the director, and really, she spoke about the inspiration that she had to make this movie, and even her talking about it, talking about how she saw the story of Michelle unfold on telly, like all of us back in 2015, and then, you know, Stevie, the Down syndrome brother, hugging her after the win, and she went, I'm going to make a movie out of this. And it took her a long while to, well, not a long while, but it took a while to convince Michelle that a movie can be made about her. But when she eventually did, oh boy, oh boy. The audience reaction to the preview last night was amazing. There were grown men crying, and that is absolute true story.
Oh, that's fantastic. She has said many times that she did make this film to get men to cry. That is her ultimate goal. So I'm glad to hear it happened in the preview. I cried like a baby, but you know me, put anything in front of me that has animals or like a triumph story and I'm a waterworks. I'm a mess.
What did you get? I mean, as I said, we'll talk about it more next week and the ins and outs of the movie and who's in it and what have you. But what did you get out of the movie when you saw it?
It kind of came across to me that it wasn't, I was expecting it to be a lot more like, you know, girls are better than boys, et cetera, et cetera. But it was more about resilience and just keep doing what you need to do to get where you need to get. And just try as hard as you can, really, and never give up, because eventually your dream will come true. And it's never a bad thing to ride like a girl. That should be celebrated, and that's a great thing.
Absolutely. No, it was terrific. And I spoke to some people coming out of that sneak preview last night. Let's have a listen.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was very, very inspiring. And it just goes to show that anything's possible.
I enjoyed it really well. I remember watching the actual race, but it was great to see it from this perspective too.
It's just the passion. She just had a passion, you know, right from the word go. That's what she wanted, and she went for it.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah.
What amazing. Was the part you like? What did you like about it?
Oh, everything. The resilience of Michelle Payne, everything was amazing. She was just incredible to watch.
Mate, that was unreal. That was one of the best movies I reckon I've ever seen. Just a great movie to watch. Inspiring to women, I'd say, from here on.
Absolutely brilliant. I couldn't stop crying, and there was just so many wonderful underlying topics that touch the heart, and you can really be anything you set your mind to. Yeah, it was brilliant. You have to go and see it.
Yeah, an amazing movie. I think that strength of family, that strength of spirit that she showed, all the actors that they chose were just brilliant for the parts. Yeah, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, and that win at the end, like, even though you knew she was going to win, it was amazing.
You were still biting your nails going, please win, even though, you know, it's a winner. But, yeah, highly recommend it. Something for all ages.
Well, it was absolutely fantastic. I came in here worried a little when I heard that some critic down south had rated it 2 or 2.5, and I thought, oh, my goodness, how was it going to be? It was absolutely fantastic, and I think the majority of Australians will get so much out of it. It's a feel-good movie and so exciting, and the emotions were up and down. Tears were coming out of our eyes, and then the next bit we're cheering. It was just magnificent. A great story about Michelle.
And, you know, we know the ending. We knew what was coming, but it was still exciting watching that final, you know, sort of furlong of the race.
Well, when the race started and she got a bad start, I said to Alison, who's sitting beside me, I said, my God, she can't win from that position, but she came good. Superb.
So there you go. Some audience reactions there, and they just loved it.
I'm so glad. I can't wait for everyone to go see this film.
Beautiful. Now, you've got three releases today. First cab off the rank.
First cab off the rank. So it's called Abominable.
Oh, not the Abominable Snowman.
Kind of like the Abominable Snowman.
Okay.
I've been practicing trying to say that word for so long. You should hear everyone in meetings that I've been in. They say it wrong and I'm just sitting there snickering like, I know how to say it.
Abominable.
Abominable.
Abominable bubble. Yeah. Anyway, what's it about?
It is about a young teenager. She is living in Shanghai and all of a sudden she finds a Yeti on her roof, hiding in her playhouse that she has up there. Yeah, so it's a kids' movie. It's about her trying to get the Yeti home, who they've so lovely named Everest. It's about them trying to get Everest home to, obviously, the peak of Everest. They figured, highest peak in the world, super cold, that must be where the Yeti is from. So it's their journey trying to take Everest back to his home and reunite him with his family. But of course, you can't have a film like that without a baddie trying to track the Yeti down.
So it's a nice Yeti.
It's a nice Yeti. It's a baby Yeti.
Oh,
so, although it's a
little baby Yeti. Love a little baby Yetis. I love little baby Yetis.
It's so cute. It's big and fluffy and love it.
Oh, beautiful. What's the second one?
Our second one is Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, you know Dora the Explorer.
Oh,
come on.
Of course.
Of course. Right. So this is a live action version of a little bit more of a grown-up Dora. She's still high school age, but it follows her from spending, obviously, most of her life exploring the jungle with her parents. And it didn't really prepare her for her most dangerous adventure of all, high school. So her parents take her from the jungle, put her in school so her parents can go off and solve a mystery of the City of Lost Gold. So Dora heads to the school, but of course she's got exploring in her blood. It doesn't take her long to somehow end up back in the jungle with her little best friend Boots the monkey and Diogo, her cousin, and they're trying to help her parents out who've been captured by bad guys. So really, they're the ones who are going to solve the mystery of the City of Lost Gold.
Oh, terrific, with Dora the Explorer. Now, what about the third one?
And the third one is another kids' film, Ugly Dolls. Now, Ugly Dolls is a very... I know, the title's a bit odd, but it's very feel-good, accepting type of movie. It's about these dolls sort of on production line. So just like your normal toy store, you're producing lots and lots of toys, and obviously along the way, some aren't going to come out perfect. So what happens is those guys get, you know, funneled through this tunnel to a land called Uglyville. Now, these dolls are all misshapen. When I say dolls, they're more like plush toys. So, you know, one's got a completely flat head, one's got one arm. I don't know. They're adorable. And they think being ugly is great, which is fabulous. They embrace what they think they are. But up above the hill, they see Perfectville. Now, that's where all the perfect dolls go to get trained before they go off to their home with the kids. And you know what? The dolls down there think, I want to have a look. I want to see what's going on up there. So it's a story about going up there and kind of realizing just because I'm different doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Ah, so they're the three there. And Ride Like a Girl we'll talk about next week. And what did you think of the suggestion that this movie, after it's been through the cinemas, goes to schools for young people, young women and young men to see?
I completely agree. I think the story is so inspiring and so appropriate for that audience.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. You wouldn't have got a lot of sleep. You were working hard last night getting the audience in, and it was a big job by your staff last night. They did a top job.
It was. Thank you so much. A very, very late night for me, but that's okay. I've got a giant coffee sitting right next to me.
Good stuff. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Paul. Bye.